In Cairo today, Israeli President Ezer Weizmann met with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak to try to rescue the failing Middle East peace process. Mubarak has expressed growing disappointment with the policies of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he said this weekend that he would not meet again with Netanyahu unless Israeli troops begin withdrawing from the West Bank city of Hebron. Despite the tensions between Israel and Cairo, Ezer Weizmann was warmly greeted today by his Egyptian host. NPR's Suni Khalid reports.
Mubarak rolled out the red carpet, lined up the presidential honor guard, and struck up the band for Israeli President Ezer Weizmann. The opening ceremonies befitted the visit of a head of state, a largely ceremonial role in Israel. The pomp and circumstance of the official state greetings to Weizmann were in stark contrast to the cool, business-like welcome given in Cairo 3 months ago for Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. Since then, the public estrangement between Mubarak and Netanyahu has grown, and today, Mubarak met with Weizmann, who has also criticized Netanyahu for moving too slow in implementing Israel's peace agreement with the Palestinians. Mubarak told reporters that his three-hour meeting with Weizmann was not so much about Netanyahu, but about rescuing the peace process.
It's a matter of discussing how to push the process forward so it reach the final goal.
Mubarak turned down an invitation to attend last month's emergency summit in Washington because he was convinced that Netanyahu would not make any concessions to the Palestinians. The Egyptian leader said Weizmann reassured him that Israel's new government would fully implement its accords with the Palestinians. Mubarak said he wanted to see results from Netanyahu, specifically the redeployment of Israeli troops from the West Bank city of Hebron. He said that needed to happen before he would agree to another face-to-face meeting with the Israeli prime minister.
The problem is the redeployment. Whenever they reach a solution for that, I'm ready to meet with him, and I told him that in my last contact on the phone. I have no problem for that.
Meanwhile, Weizmann tried to put the best face on clearly strained Egyptian-Israeli ties. He told reporters it would be wrong to blame the Israeli prime minister for the recent violence in Jerusalem, the West Bank, and the Gaza Strip. Some Arabs charged the violence was sparked by Netanyahu's order to open an archaeological tunnel under Jerusalem's Temple Mount. Weizmann said that both Arabs and Israelis had to move beyond the clashes.
We have to overcome it, but I'm sure Prime Minister Netanyahu wants just as much as all of us to achieve peace and to achieve security as much as possible.
On the question of Hebron, Weizmann told reporters that a troop pullout was better late than never. Next week, Mubarak plans to meet former Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres. By carrying out this very public diplomacy, some analysts say Mubarak is attempting to pressure Netanyahu to move closer to mainstream Israeli public support for the peace process. How Netanyahu responds to this latest pressure may determine whether the peace process can be revived or whether it continues to wither away and die. I'm Suni Khalid in Cairo.